sky blue days. These are sky blue days. When the CBS and the SBA will fight to the end and lead the way. Sing out together.
Sky Blue Fans TV, for the fans, by the fans.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Sky Blues Fans TV. On today's podcast, we will be interviewing fans from the Sky Blue Army on the way to Stoke City and also at the Bet365 Stadium for their thoughts on the Sky Blues player of the season so far and their moment of the season. We also end the pod by recording the Sky Blue Army in full voice. Please check out our social media channels for details of how to vote on the Sky Blues Fans TV Player of the Year. The voting ends at 10 p.m. on Saturday with the chance of winning a signed shirt kindly supplied by our partners, the Sky Blue Tavern.
So you're listening to Sky Blue Fans TV, and we're down here today at the Sky Blue Tavern before our trip to Stoke, our last away game in the season and the last game in the season. So I'm joined today by Sue Medlock. How are you, Sue?
I'm good, Miles. Thanks. How are you?
Absolutely fantastic. For you this season, how's it been for you? Have you enjoyed it?
I've loved every single minute of it. Well, pretty much. Luton away, not so much. But other than that, I've really enjoyed it. It's just been superb to be home. The football we've played has been fantastic. The support we've had has just been getting better and better. So, yeah, I've loved it. It's been brilliant.
And I know you've done a lot of away games this season, like myself. Have you got a favourite away game this season? Has there been a performance or just a day where you've enjoyed yourself so much? Not so much the football, but just a day out. Has there been one or two of those?
Yeah, Blackpool away, I think, sticks in the mind. I think it was the first time the Gus Hamer song came out, which just went on for so long. It was just fantastic. So, and it was a nice, you know, it's great to be away in a seaside town. Midweek, but we were there, and it was fun. But Fulham away, it's a ground I've always wanted to go to, so, and the performance there was fantastic. So those two, really, for me.
And, we spoke on Player of the Season last week, and remind me again who you chose. I think, was it Gus? Jokeres, that's right. It was Jokeres. So, have you still got that in your mind? It's got to be Jokeres?
As I said last week, it could be one of many, really. But for me, Jokeres just edges it. There could have been so many people. And probably, it could be O'Hare, it could be Sheaf. Sheaf's been fantastic this season. But just for his goals, I think his all-round play, for me, it's Jokeres.
And last week, you were raising money for the Moreton Hospice. I see that you were struggling to carry your bucket at one stage. Did you have a good day collecting money? Did you do really well?
I have to say, the people down at the Dillsborough were fantastic last week. So, yeah, thanks to them for that. We haven't yet counted up what we've raised. So when we do, we'll let you know. But, yeah, it was a really good day. And we're now doing a raffle today. So all being well, we'll get some more money today as well.
Brilliant. Well, thanks for your time, Sue, and enjoy the game today. So this is Sky Blues Fans TV. We're still down here at the Sky Blue Tavern, and I'm joined today by
Joe.
Hi, Joe. And where are you from, Joe?
From Coventry, Wykeham.
And do you travel with the Sky Blue Tavern very often?
Quite regularly, yeah.
Brilliant. And do you enjoy it?
Yeah, I do. It's a good day out, yeah.
Good. And we're asking today, who's your player of the season and why?
Well, difficult choice, because there's a lot of them that deserve it, but I'd go for Jokeres, just because his goals, but also what he adds to us in attack. I think it's really made a massive difference this season.
Brilliant. And have you had a favourite game you've been to this season?
Difficult. I think there's been some great ones. I think the Fulham home game was great, just because wasn't expecting to have such a heavy, well, thought we'd do well to win, let alone win like in such so handsomely. So there's been quite a few contenders, but that one springs to mind.
Brilliant. Well, thanks for your time, Joe, and enjoy the game today.
Thank you.
So we're still moving along the bus here upstairs, and we're talking to some of the fans today regarding their player of the season. for the Sky Blues Fans TV to win a signed shirt from the football club. And we're joined today by...
Tyler.
And Tyler, where are you from?
Leamington.
And Tyler, we're asking, who's your player of the season and why?
It's got to be Gus Hamer. I mean, without him, we look lost. He controls the game, really gets us going. Yeah, he's a different sort of player, yeah.
I think Gus, for me, has become a better player since we played Southampton. I don't know what you think.
Yeah, kind of around that time, start of the year, he's just carried on going through the gears.
And all the rumours going around, he's leaving or he's staying. Which one do you think he's going to do? Do you think he's going to stay? Do you think he's going to leave?
I think he'll stay. He loves it here. Fans love him. He loves us.
Brilliant. And I know you've been to a few games this season. What's been your highlight?
It's got to be Birmingham away. Just 2-0 down, win 4-2 against Birmingham as well. Brilliant.
And that's where we won the league as well, isn't it?
Of course.
But, and today we're off to Stoke. We're almost there. The skies are blue. And normally when the skies are blue, we get a good result. So what are you thinking today? Do you think we can... because we haven't got nothing to play for apart from finishing 10th or 9th, which would be fantastic. Do you think we're going to win today or is it going to be a stalemate and a draw?
I think we could win 2-1. Yeah, sneak it 2-1, yeah.
And any goal scorers?
Say Victor and O'Hare.
Great stuff. Well, enjoy the game, and we'll see you next season, hopefully.
Yeah, all right. See you next season.
So we've moved along the bus a little bit further now, and I'm joined by a young lady. What's your name?
Jess.
Hi, Jess. And where are you from?
Cowden.
And Jess, we're asking today, who is your player of the season and why?
Player of the season is probably Simon Moore. I think it's been a while since we've had a goalkeeper that's been so consistent. And yeah, putting good performances in week in, week out, and doesn't flap for crosses.
And what's been your highlight of the season?
Highlight was probably Fulham away. I think going to the Champions and... you know, not really having much competition there was unreal. Probably Birmingham as well. To come around from a 2-0 down was class, yeah.
And the performance against Fulham, I think, was out of this world, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I just think, like, we didn't really have much competition on the day, and it was a great day out as well. So, yeah, unreal day.
And Simon Moore on that day, he made a good couple of shot stops, didn't he? I think there was one in the second half where he literally just got his foot to it or his arms to it. I mean... his performance this season has been outstanding, hasn't it?
Yeah, 100%. I think goalkeepers are where we've been kind of susceptible the last few years to not really having someone consistent week in, week out. So, yeah, it's been good to have someone, bit of a rock at the back. And, yeah, Fulham, he was unreal. I mean, we rode our luck a bit. We had a few, I think they had a few chances come off the crossbar. But, no, consistent week in, week out, so, yeah.
Brilliant. Well, thanks for your time and enjoy the game today.
Thank you.
So, still Sky Blues Fans TV here. We're now live on the coach on our way to Stoke with the Sky Blue Tavern. We're on a massive double-decker bus, and now I'm upstairs, and I'm joined today by...
Emily.
Emily. And Emily, where are you from?
Kersley.
And we're asking today, who's your player of the season and why?
It's got to be Victor Gyökeres, purely because he's just scored so many goals and he's just been incredible, just holding the ball up, just unbeatable, really. Just one of the best players I've seen for years.
And do you think he's improved more to where he was last season with us?
Oh, definitely. Last season, you could see he had the flair, but he just didn't score as many goals as this year. But this year, he's just been incredible, just like tens above all the other players around him.
And we're asking, what's your highlight of the season? I mean, I've got so many. I could go on and on about it all. But have you got a highlight?
I think there's, like you said, there's so many highlights. But I think mine is a Bournemouth away when Todd Kane swung that crossing and it went in the goal. Last minute, got an equaliser and put us in the top four in the table. It was just amazing. Definitely.
I think we all ended up with a load of bruises on our legs that day, I reckon.
Yeah, I did fall over, to be fair.
Well, thanks for your time and, you know, enjoy the game today.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so with Sky Blues Fans TV, we're still upstairs on the bus on our way to Stoke, and I'm joined today by...
Alex from rugby.
Brilliant, Alex. And we're asking, who's your player of the season and why?
It's tough. Between two choices, probably Gyökeres or Hamer. And I think I'm going to go Gyökeres, because Godden, He's been a good striker for us, but we needed someone who could score goals. Jokeres has been doing that. As a lone striker, I think he's one of the best in the Championship. Yeah, for me, he won my vote on the COV website. Yeah, that's for certain.
And I've been to a few games this season. What's been your highlight? I mean, what's made it for you? I mean, we've had a fantastic season so far. I mean, last game today, has there been one standout performance or game that's really took to your fancy?
Fulham. Both Fulham games have been really good. You know, they're top of the league on their way up, and we thrashed them in both games. Also, just the ability to win. We never know when the game's done now. I think that started, was it Reading 2-1 at the start of the season at the CBS? 96th, 97th minute, and we just do not know when we're down and out now. So that's probably, yeah, I think that's the biggest turnaround for me.
Brilliant. Well, I hope you enjoy the game today. What do you think the score's going to be against Stoke?
Oh, I'll go 2-1 City.
Brilliant stuff. Thanks for your time.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.
Okay, so still on this coach on our way to Stoke. We're not far away now, so I'm just going around the coach asking a few more fans for their player of the season. I'm joined today by
Anthony from Warwick.
And Anthony, who's your player of the season and why, mate?
O'Hare. O'Hare, I think he links up the play really, really well. When we've missed other big players, I don't think we've missed them as much as we've missed Callum. To be honest, every throwing goes to him, everything goes to him. He's the kind of player that wins on the edge of the box, takes it 60 yards, wins a foul, and it draws everyone out. I think he's brilliant.
And are you happy with his goal ratio?
It could be better. Yeah, definitely could be. But, you know, everything else he does is absolutely brilliant.
And what's your highlight of the season? I mean, there's been so many. We've had such a fantastic season this year. I mean, what has been your highlight?
Bristol City. At home, down to 10 men at half time, 1-0 down. It was a sending off and it was a penalty, but we shown absolutely everything to bring it back, and we won it in the 97th, 98th minute. Godden, what an absolute feeling. Absolute amazing season. Proud to be a Sky Blue.
Brilliant stuff. And we're on our way to Stoke now. Are you feeling confident today, or do you think it's just going to be a draw with, you know, being the end of the season, nothing to play for? Although we've got something to play for, because we want to finish 10th or 9th. So what do you reckon?
Yeah, I reckon it could go either way. It depends on what team either side sticks out. But my brain says we, you know, it possibly could be a draw or a loss, but my heart says we'll win today. I'm going to go 2-0, Jokeres first goal.
Brilliant, because he likes scoring against these, doesn't he?
Yeah, definitely.
Thanks for your time and enjoy the game.
No worries, mate. Thank you.
Okay, so still listening to Sky Blues Fans TV here. I've found another young fan. And what's your name?
Ashton.
And where are you from, Ashton?
Coventry.
And how old are you?
9.
And we're asking, what's your favourite player of the season and why?
For me, it's Simon Moore, because I think we could have lost more games if he didn't make some more good saves.
Brilliant. And do you think he's a real good shot stopper?
Yes.
I think he played really well against Fulham recently. Did you see that game where he made all those saves?
Yep.
Brilliant stuff. And what's been your favourite game of the season?
For me, it's 4-1 Fulham, because we just did so well.
And who scored that day?
So, Jokeres scored 2, and Matt Gooden scored a penalty, and Mattson scored a screamer.
Brilliant stuff. And have you got a favourite song?
For me, it's probably Hamer's song.
Hamer's song. Well, can you sing it, but without the bad word in it?
Yeah.
Okay, off you go.
He's Brazilian, he only cost us a million, and we think he's brilliant, Gustavo.
Brilliant stuff. Well, thanks for your time, mate, and enjoy the game today. What's the score going to be?
2-0 Cov.
Yeah, play up Sky Blues.
Yeah.
So we're nearly there now at Stoke, and I'm joined by a real young Sky Blues fan. And what's your name?
Freddie.
Freddie. And Freddie, where are you from?
Coventry City.
Coventry City. Brilliant stuff. And how old are you, Freddie?
5.
And what we're asking for today, who's your favourite player of the season?
Victor Jokeres.
And why is he your favourite player?
Because he's always finding the space to pass the ball.
And does he score lots of goals?
Yeah.
Does he? And
What's do you like the way he plays? Is do you like his football boots?
Yeah.
Yeah. And do you know his song?
Yeah.
Go on, can you sing it for me?
We've got a big sweet side, Pepsi, Scott Blue and White, Scott got six white, this best side, God's Freddie, your quish.
Brilliant stuff, Freddie. And today we're playing Stoke, and have you been to many away games?
Yeah.
Yeah, and what do you think the score will be today?
I think it will be 1-1.
1-1, will you be happy with that?
Yeah.
Brilliant stuff. Well, Freddie, thank you for your time. You've been a star. And guess what? Can you say to me one more time the victor song?
Got a big sweet arsehole, Pepsi, Scott Blue and White, Scott Gorsuch, Scott's best side, God's Friday, you're great.
Yay, that's brilliant. Well done, Freddie.
Thanks.
This is Sky Blues Fans TV. And we are down now in Stoke. We are inside the stadium with all the fans are standing around. There's a few Smurfs down here. There's even Batman. There's even a man dressed as a banana. I mean, come on, have a word with yourselves. A banana. Anyway, I'm joined today by a Sky Blues fan. I think he's travelled quite far to get here. And what's your name?
Matthew.
And where are you from, Matthew?
So, from Leamington, but by way of London.
Okay, and what we're asking today is, who's your player of the season and why?
It's got to be Vic. He's led the line on himself. He's done it all by himself. He's not had a partner all season, really, other than Matty Godden when he got injured. So I'm going to go Vic. I'll go Vic.
And how does he compare this season to half a season last year when he came to us?
Slightly different player. Obviously, we were playing him off the wing a bit more last year. He was sort of cutting in. He's a bit more of a target man this season. He's just had more influence, hasn't he, for me, big time.
Brilliant stuff. And also, I know you've been to a few games.
Yeah.
You do travel quite a lot.
Yeah.
And just asking, have you got a highlight? I mean, the season's been that good.
Have you
got a highlight?
For me, we were having this discussion on the coast town. It's got to be Blackpool. Blackpool away when that Gus song came out. 90 minutes of straight singing. The atmosphere was like nothing I've experienced on the way there. So yeah, Blackpool away.
But I think that's probably one of my favourites apart from Bournemouth.
It's got to be, I didn't do Bournemouth, but Blackpool for me, yeah.
Brilliant. And it's going on to today. We're up here in Stoke. You know, it's end of the season.
Yeah.
We don't really want to drop out the top 11, top 10. Do you think we can win this, or is it going to be a stalemate and we stay where we are?
I think it's going to be tight, maybe a 1-0 win either way. I'm going to say 1-0 Sky Blues. Let's hope it's so anyway.
I think Victor will score today, do you?
Yeah. I hope so too. Yeah.
He's scored against them twice now.
Yeah, let's do it. Vic, 1-0, let's do it.
Brilliant. Cheers, Matt.
No worries.
So I'm joined now. I've managed to find a slippery person, especially if you stand on him. He's dressed as a banana, and what's your name?
Mr. Banana Man.
Mr. Banana Man, brilliant stuff. And who's your... where are you from first?
I'm from Leamington.
And who's your player of the season and why?
My player of the season is Ben Chief. He's, I'd say he's the most improved player of the season. He's turned into a solid player after having a rough patch at the start of the season. And I think he's really proven himself. He's been very, very good.
And I know you've been to a lot of games. What's been the highlight of your season this year? Because, I mean, it's been out of this world. And for young fans like yourself, it's got to be something you would have dreamt of, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it's been a very, very insane season, to be honest. I didn't expect it. Last season was like a struggle to stay up. And then this season we've just turned it around and we look very, very good. And we've won a lot of very good games and drawn a lot of good games. And yeah.
And what's been your favourite?
Birmingham away. It was Blackpool away, but Birmingham away just topped it off. 2-0 down, 4-2. It was brilliant. Loved it.
And what about today, Stoke? We're playing Stoke. You know, we could finish in the top half of the table. We could slip as far as 16th. What do you think?
Oh, I reckon we'll win 3-1. Oh, just something about it. It's been a good day, good feeling. So 3-1, Cov.
Brilliant stuff. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
So we're still in the foyer down underneath the stands at Stoke City. And I'm joined today by probably one of the most popular Coventry City fans that I know anyway.
But I'll let her introduce herself. What's your name?
Katie Stafford.
And where are you from, Katie?
I'm originally from Coventry, but I'm now up in Manchester.
And I hear you've just got a nice little job with the BBC, is that right?
I am. I'm at BBC Sport. It's great. I'm on the football desk at the moment, but I might move in the summer to the news, ready for the Commonwealth Games and that sort of thing. So, no, it's great.
Fantastic stuff. And we're talking about on the podcast this week, who's your player of the season and why?
So my player of the season is Ben Sheaf. I think he's been outstanding. Last season he had a lot of stick, didn't he? But I think this year he's clawed it back, and I think we've looked a lot better for having him in the team. My reserve choice, had he have not got injured, would have been Clark Salter. Outstanding. What a player. We've really got to try our best to sign him this summer because we look so much better at the back with him.
Yeah, I think with that Jake Clark Salter, that's because he's left-footed, isn't it? I mean, I remember going to Cardiff and we started Rose on the left-hand side, and every time a ball come in, he struggled to get it. But with Clark Salter being on the left-hand side, he feels a lot more confident, don't you think?
I do, and I think it comes with age as well. And do you know what? He's not going to get a game at Chelsea, let's face it. So let's put him in the Championship. He'll play in, week out. And I hope that's what will keep O'Hare and probably Jokeres here too.
And going on to your player of the season, Ben Sheaf, I mean, I've always said he wasn't at Arsenal for no reason. He is, his possession of the ball and the way he passes the ball is just superb, isn't it?
Yeah, and the way he tracks back, I think that can't be forgotten. I think it's so important when you're playing in that position that you do also have a player that if they do make a mistake will go back and rectify it.
Brilliant. And so we're here at Stoke. What do you think the score's going to be today?
2-1 City.
And we've been to loads of games this season. I've seen you at a few. I've seen you at loads, actually. What do you think is your highlight of the season? Doesn't have to be a game, could be just the day out. What's been your highlight?
Southampton away. I thought it was from start to finish. I went on the Tavern coach and I met my dad and my dad's partner there, and I just thought it was a great day. From being in the pub, I mean, look at the atmosphere now. You can hear it. It's outstanding. This Sky Blue Army are like nothing else. When you think just a couple of years ago, we were all at Forest Green and barely anyone was there, but we were. And it's just, I just love it. It's so nice to see people enjoying this again.
Brilliant, Katie. Thanks for your time. You've been a star. Thank you, and enjoy the game.
Play on Sky Blues.
Play on Sky Blues.
Thank you to Miles for recording the interviews with the fans today for their thoughts on the Sky Blues Fans Player of the Year and the moment of the season. So, moment of the season, which has obviously ended today. Don't forget to listen to our final podcast of the season tomorrow, which is out on Sunday, as I'm recording this on Saturday. This will be our end of season review, along with our Stoke City review. And then we have several exciting podcasts lined up to keep you Sky Blues fans entertained over the summer. We will end tonight's podcast with something a little bit different. Miles has kindly recorded some of the Sky Blue Army singing their songs as they enjoyed the last away game of the Sky Bet Championship season. So there's one fast thing to say: play up Sky Blues, and look forward to seeing you all again and speaking to you again next season. Sky Blue Army.
Sky blue days,
Sky Blue Fans TV, for the fans, by the fans.